Vaccines have saved millions of people, but too many never get them. A report released today says that in some parts of the world, only 5% of children receive the shots they need. Of all the diseases that can be prevented by vaccines, measles kills more than any other. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on the effort to reduce the toll.
The fight against measles is being waged from urban slums to rural villages, like one that Mark Rabowski of the American Red Cross visited in Tanzania last year.
We drove up in our Land Cruisers to the school, a number of us, and got out. And apart from the health worker, there was essentially nobody there.
They sat on the steps of the school and waited for children to trickle in.
And as you looked out, you could see the dry plain on one side. The school was on the edge of town. And you could see a road leading from town towards the school.
But no one was on the road. What brought Grabowski to this remote village was a worldwide effort to stop children from dying of measles. The new report from the Global Alliance for Vaccination and Immunization claims that worldwide, measles still kills nearly 800,000 children a year. Daniel Tarantello of the World Health Organization is one of the authors.
Measles is a major cause of pneumonia, therefore of illness in children, particularly in young children under the age of 5. But it can also, and it does, as we see today, affect adolescents and adults and result in quite severe disease.
Few Americans under the age of 40 even know what measles looks like. Others may remember the fever and itchy rash, but not how highly infectious it is. The disease is especially dangerous in undernourished children. In Tanzania, where Mark Rabowski was waiting for children to vaccinate, measles comes in waves.
One of the words for measles in that part of Africa is called the disease of the wind. And they say that because it occurs seasonally when the winds come from the Sahara Desert.
And dry out the children's mucous membranes, making them more susceptible. Mothers don't count on their newborns surviving until after the season.
One of the sayings is that they advise the mothers, don't name your children until after the measles has come.
To stop measles, there is only one answer. That's the vaccine.
The WHO's Tarantola.
If you want to reduce mortality considerably and reduce the impact of measles in the form of disease in those children, you need to reach coverages of about 90% or above.
A number that had Mark Rabowski particularly anxious as he looked out on the dry, dusty, empty plains of Tanzania.
And I started hearing this chanting and singing off in the background.
Children were singing a Swahili song about ending measles.
I realized what was happening was that the kids who had already been vaccinated had gone house to house to find the kids that they knew in the community who weren't in school and leading them as a Pied Piper to the vaccination post. Hundreds and hundreds of kids, essentially every kid in the community.
Grabowski's group vaccinated every one of the 500 or so children. They did so in village after village.
In that campaign in Tanzania, we vaccinated over 95% of all the targeted population.
The Measles Initiative, supported by the Red Cross, the UN, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the World Health Organization, now has campaigns throughout Africa. In 7 countries in southern Africa, there's not been a measles death in 2 years.
In the previous decade, there had been 500,000 deaths per year due to measles. The number of deaths have fallen by 50 to 100,000 each year over the last 2 years.
But after the Tanzania campaign, Grabowski went to the measles ward at the local hospital, and it was full.
And I talked to the nurse on charge, and I said, what happened? Why are there so many measles cases? And she said, those aren't measles cases. Those are TB and HIV and malaria cases. We've closed the measles ward.
The vaccine report calls on the world to fund development of effective vaccines for those other diseases. Until then, the wards are likely to remain full. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.